Good evening, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good gracious, good grief. Hello, my name is Will Lawson and welcome to the program. I am so glad you're here spending a little time with us today. And I hope that things are going well for you. It was an interesting day on the 19th of June. It was interesting to find out some certain things that happened and we got to comment on it. I believe it was yesterday, his name is Kashoff, Kyle Kashoff, if you remember, was one of the kids who was at the, a student at Parkland, in Parkland at, a high school that had the shooting that killed 17 people. And, he was one of the ones who sort of came out against the politicization of the whole thing and was basically decided to go a different way than the David Hogg community. He decided to go a different way. He decided instead of blaming people who really weren't responsible at Stoneman Douglas, he started saying, if we're going to talk to people, we need to talk to people who can actually do something and not accuse them of horrible crimes that they did not commit. And that was enough. He should have learned that was enough to make himself a target on the left. Well, time went on. I recently graduated from Stoneman Douglas and had applied and was accepted to Harvard. David Hogg also was accepted to Harvard. Kyle Kashoff has much better numbers and much better criteria, meets the criteria a lot better academically than David Hogg at Harvard. But, and someone mentioned this morning, I think it might have been Glenn Beck or whatever. Here's the deal. It wasn't Glenn Beck, it was somebody else. Harvard's a private university, and they can accept anybody they want. We always have to be mindful of that. They can accept anybody they want. Although they're being sued right now because they decided as an institution that they had too many Asian students there. And the Asians made it tougher for other groups, white kids, to get in because of their test scores. But the Asians, according to Harvard, didn't really do much for campus life. They were boring. And for the most part, Asians aren't activists, for the most part. They just went to class and went home. Maybe had, a glass of sake or a cup of sake or a beer. Every now and then, you ever had Chinese beer? Oh my God, it's awful. But anyway, but they weren't, and I think it wasn't because they didn't enjoy campus life as much. They just weren't activists. And they, at Harvard, wanted to see their students be activists at Harvard. And the Asian kids just weren't that. So they throttled back the admission of the Asian kids, sort of violating their own rules. And that's why they're being sued by a number of Asian groups for discrimination, racism. However, this kid, Kyle Kashoff, apparently had some, and I've not seen them. I will take it for granted. I will take it at people's words that they are bad, vile, awful. Done when he was 16 years old. Some tweets, some private conversations in a Google group that got released. Notice I said some private, with quotations around, conversation that he had in a Google group. And those of you who know a little bit about how you share information sometimes between workmates in a Google group, you never thought that information or that thing would get out to the general public. You just never thought, but apparently now it can. So this is a teachable moment. Teach your kids. Anything they write that ends up online can get out and be used against them forever. any case, he used some things that were racial slurs, and they got out. And of course, now he is being deemed as a racist. What I'm glad of, I'm happy about a couple things about my youth. I'm glad that there was no cell phone cameras or cell phone videos. Hell, there were barely even any digital cameras. There weren't any digital cameras to document our madness from the time I was, I don't know, probably 17 until I was 25. I'm really happy that none of that is documented. The only people who know anything about it are the people who were there. That was it. And I am glad of that. And what I'm glad of also is that I'm not going to be held responsible from some stupid crap I did when I was in high school. When I was 15. Before I hexed. And I am thankful that because there's no documentation of that, that I will not be held responsible for it. Because if that is the standard, if you're going to be held responsible for every utterance and everything you've ever said or done, especially when you were 13, 14, 15 years old, a lot of us are screwed. That can't be the standard. It cannot be the standard. It's a ridiculous standard that is impossible for any of us to live up to. The only people who benefit from that standard are people like me, because you don't know what I was saying or doing when I was 16 years old. Like I said, the only people who do were the people who were there. So the only way that that standard works is for people like me. It can't work for anybody born after the year 2000 or after the year 1990. It isn't a standard that you can apply in any way that is fair or makes any sense. I'm sure what Kyle wrote, and I haven't read it, I'm going to say again, I have not read it, is awful. From the people that have read it and I trust, I agree. You know what? I'll say, okay, if you say it was bad, it was bad. If you say it was terrible and vile and awful and vicious and you know what, and all that stuff, I believe you. Now, what Kyle has said is that he was trying to be as offensive as he since apologized. And because normally that's what the left wants. They just want you to apologize. They just want you to bow down at their great altar of sadness. Well, Kyle's kind of done that. He has apologized. And he said, you know what? People said, why'd you do it? Well, I was trying to be as offensive as possible, which is something that you do at 16, unfortunately, because what you do sometimes is try to be a dick, right? And it's terrible and it's awful and you shouldn't, but it's part of the learning and growing process. The difference now is what? When you do that online, it never goes away. And now people are trying to bring it up years later to paint this guy as some sort of KKK racist, when since then there's been not one iota of racist behavior. There's been no anything that has vaguely resembled anything racist or bigoted in his life. However, some comments that he made, some texts that were sent, and some things in a Google group between he and his friends is now the standard. And so Harvard has decided to rescind his admittance. And I go back to this. Yes, Harvard is a private institution that can do whatever the hell they want. The problem with what they're doing for me is that the amount of hypocrisy, and I already stated why Harvard is being sued already, the amount of hypocrisy is mind-numbing. The level of hypocrisy is absolutely mind-numbing. And for this kid to be held to this ridiculously impossible standard is also mind-numbing. I don't know. Again, Harvard, you can do whatever you want. My suggestion, Kyle, is to go to a good school. You're in Florida. Screw it. Go to Florida State. Go to Florida. Go to Miami. You're going to do well. You're going to do well no matter where you go. And you're going to be successful no matter where you go. Go to UCF. F Harvard. Yale. All that crap. Screw all that. You got to accept it. You know that you're Harvard material. You already know that. You found that out. They accepted you. Now go to Florida State. Go to Florida. Go to UCF. Go to Miami. Come to USF here in Tampa. Do that instead. It's okay. You'll do well at any of the places I mentioned. You'll do well at FAU, FIU. Anywhere that you want, dude, you're going to do well in life. You don't need Harvard. You don't need Harvard to be successful. Screw them. All right, listen, we're going to take a little break. Let me come back. We're going to talk about the website BuzzFeed and what they're up to and what they're up to today and what they were up to over the weekend. We'll be back right after these messages. In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth: business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com. Well, good afternoon or good evening. Again, my name is Willie Lawson, and I want to talk to you a little bit about advertising. I want to talk to you about making it big on the internet, because you've been told that internet advertising is ineffective, but you're listening to one now. You've been told that it's expensive. It's not expensive. And we are looking for sponsors here on this program. I have done more than 3,500 podcasts in the past 11 years. And if you do the arithmetic, that's about a broadcast every other day. So that's a lot. And that's an awful lot of exposure. On one platform, I have nearly a million listens. So on my combined platforms, I have more than a million listens. And we've been doing it a lot, and we've been doing it everywhere. So this is the perfect venue to place your ad. So if you're interested in being a sponsor of this program, please send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. wls860@gmail.com. Thank you. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9999. 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you being here. It is, again, amazing to me how some of these companies like BuzzFeed don't get banned or shadow banned or are throttled back by YouTube and Twitter and these other people. Because here's part of the problem that they are professing to be, quote, news sites for the younger generation. When the fact of the matter is that they are every bit as biased, they're every bit as left-leaning, they're every bit as anti-Trump as anything out there. They carry the anti-Trump banner just like, big grandma and big grandpa at the Washington Post and the New York Times, and their cousins at their freaky cousins at CNN and MSNBC. BuzzFeed is just a version of those four things I mentioned online. And if you don't believe me, there is an article that shows that BuzzFeed is what was out this week in the Impeach Trump Weekend. There were a lot of impeach Trump rallies scheduled. There was only one problem. They, quite frankly, weren't all that well attended. We're hearing from media now that Trump is already trailing not just Joe Biden, but people like Elizabeth Warren. Okay. Honestly. Now, I don't care if you like Trump or not. Is he true? Could he possibly be? In what world would Donald Trump right now be trailing Elizabeth Warren? In what world? Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. You and I both know that he is not trailing Elizabeth Warren. But they would have, the media would have you believe that. It's funny, they tried this before, and it failed. So anyway, BuzzFeed, according to the News Guild of New York, BuzzFeed employees are walking out of all four of their U.S.-based bureaus protesting Donald Trump. Well, it's interesting, don't you think, that people like BuzzFeed, who pride themselves on their diversity, pride themselves on their acceptance and all that stuff, would not have people who were, on the other side of the aisle. Anyway, BuzzFeed is interesting that BuzzFeed, as liberal and as progressive as they are, they're experiencing something that I think is hysterical, really. Their employees want to unionize. And BuzzFeed, as a corporation, doesn't want that. But wait a minute. All this socialist bullcrap that you're pushing all starts with, giving the worker the power. Sort of the same thing that BuzzFeed management agrees with is giving, as part of Bernie Sanders' plan, giving workers a place on the on the boards of these corporations. And they're fighting the BuzzFeed News Union. They're fighting it. So right now there's a tweet. Let me roll down to this tweet. I'll roll up to this tweet. Where is it? This is I can't tell exactly. I was a vacation responder. The message is, my colleagues and I are away from our desks right now demanding that BuzzFeed management recognize the BuzzFeed News Union on fair terms. While management has offered an ultimatum for recognition agreement, their proposal would create a weak union and an opportunity to contest. And I can't read the rest of it. It's not there. But anyway, they want to unionize. And BuzzFeed's management, as liberal and as socialist as they are saying no. Isn't it interesting? These young people are learning something, aren't they? They are truly learning something. I hope. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But in any case, guess what's happening in the Magic Kingdom? Donald Trump is in Orlando, or was in Orlando, announcing his run for president in 2020. And I'll tell you what, I listened to a lot of it on the radio. You can go to the YouTube link, and all 3 hours is there. To give you an idea, and it's interesting for me because I saw this last time. And when I saw this and mentioned it, people poo-pooed what I said, but you know, it is just the greatest feeling being right all the time. It's a big responsibility, but when it's good, it's so good when you're right all the time. Good. I saw that because I heard about it Saturday, I guess, that there are, I think, 20,000 seats in the Amway Arena. In the configuration that they were using, and tickets, of course, you had to get a ticket. The tickets were first come, first serve, obviously, and they were like 120,000 requests for tickets. Can you imagine? Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden haven't had 20,000 people at their rallies, all their rallies so far. Combined, yes, the advantage is that Donald Trump is a president of the United States. That gives them a distinct advantage. I understand that, so you don't have to tell me that. But here's the deal. One rally, 20,000, people camping out like they're out in front of a freaking Best Buy the day before Thanksgiving. I mean the night of Thanksgiving, waiting for Black Friday. Because they wanted to be as close as they could. They wanted to make sure they got in. They were as close as they could be. 40 hours beforehand, people had camped out. And now this is happening in one city with one rally. Yes, it was an important rally. I understand that. But and you're telling me that he's losing, that this dude is losing to Elizabeth Warren? Here's what happened in 2016. I remember here in Tampa, there was this rally on a Tuesday night. I had gone to, there was a rally on a Tuesday afternoon too, which was, everybody is amazing. When you throw a rally on a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of the workday with about 2 days' notice. I think I found out about that rally on Sunday, and fortunately, somebody who was working with the campaign, who I'm good friends with, got me in as a member of the press. Thank you, Deborah Cox Roush. You are still awesome. Got me in, and it was crazy. On a workday afternoon, and you're talking about Republicans and conservatives. We're talking about people who have jobs. We're not talking about college kids who could just take the day off or weren't going to class that day. We're talking about people who have jobs, and there could have been more people there. But there were easily 5,000 or 6,000 people at the fairgrounds that afternoon. The line wrapped around the building. And then a few months later, late in the campaign, he had a Tuesday night thing, Monday or Tuesday night thing, at the amphitheater. And there were 8,000 people in the amphitheater, And there were, I mean, there was like 10,000 people in the amphitheater, and there was like another 8,000 people listening outside who couldn't get in the amphitheater on a Monday or Tuesday night. And I started seeing these crowds everywhere. And I started listening to the mainstream media saying that he's trailing and there's no way that he could beat Hillary. It's going to be the biggest embarrassment for the Republican Party in the history of the Republican Party. And they just kept going on and on. And I kept saying, but wait a minute. This dude is killing it at rallies. People are still showing up in huge numbers. Huge numbers. Huge numbers, right? And then the rebuttal was, well, you know what? Romney had huge numbers too. Not like this. Romney had big numbers because it was all set up by the GOP. This guy seemed like he was going to random cities on a whim and people were showing up. Like, he was healing folks, giving away money and healing folks. It was nutty. And I thought, there you go. And now we started again. Mainstream media is telling you that Trump's got no shot. Even before the Democrats have a candidate, they're basically saying that most of the Democrat candidates are beating Trump in polls. Well, yeah, but they still have to beat him at the polls. But I'm seeing crowds, and a lot of times what you don't see in polls are the people who show up to rallies. That's what you don't see. And that's what we should have learned from the last time. So when I see people actually physically show up, I always say there are probably 10 more people who would have liked to have been there, but because of schedule and whatever, couldn't make it. It's like, you know, when I was doing radio on a terrestrial radio station, they liked that you got calls. When you got, you know, if you had a call-in show or you had a talk show, they liked that you got calls because there were probably, for every call, there was probably 10 more people who were listening who would have liked to have called in. And either they didn't call in because they were nervous or they didn't think they could form the question the person who called, or they just couldn't get to a phone or whatever it was. It's probably 10 more people who wanted to call. And I sort of took the very same approach to these Trump rallies. When you have in a community, you have 8,000 people show up or 5,000 people show up on a Tuesday afternoon, there was probably a lot more people who were working who would have loved to have been there. But because they were working or couldn't get childcare or whatever it was, couldn't make it. There's probably at least 10 people for all the people who were there. So there are probably 50,000 people or another 45,000 people who would have loved to have been there, but couldn't. They weren't going to fit in the place anyway, but couldn't. And I kept seeing this later and later. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation with a reporter from the Palm Beach paper. And he's one of the first ones who said, well, you know, Romney had big crowds too. And Romney got his head handed to him, certainly. But Romney did not have crowds like Trump. And my advice to you is to watch the Trump crowds. Watch that he is still drawing huge, huge crowds. And this will be the only poll that matters to Trump, and it'll be the only poll that really gives anybody an idea of how well Trump is doing with his base. Because there is no doubt that it is Trump's base that carried him. Now, how he's going to do, and I mentioned this, I don't know, last night, night before, how he's going to do with, if Joe Biden wins the nomination, with the nostalgia group who were okay with voting for Barack Obama and feel safe voting for Sleepy Joe. I shouldn't call him Sleepy Joe. I should call him former Vice President Joe Biden. How comfortable they feel, that's yet to be seen. Or will there be people who voted for Obama twice who basically never liked Joe Biden, and or they are sorry that they voted for Barack Obama twice, and what they don't want is more of the same, which is why they didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. So if Biden is their front runner, there's still lots of questions about how that's going to play out, and we're going to see. But my friends, watch the Trump crowds. Watch how many people show up. Don't listen to media. Find people who were there. Find people who are going to report the truth. You know, we heard all about how many people didn't show up at the Trump inauguration when the fact of the matter is that there were millions of people there. We found out later there were millions of people there. So the left has come out, you know, in the press, you know, the media, a number of times as being untruthful. Fake news, right? So the idea is, so Newsmax, who he's advertising this program, is a really good source. And you can, you know what, and did you know that you can get Newsmax for free? Now, your cable company might provide Newsmax, but we have found in my house a way to watch Newsmax for free. Download the Pluto TV app. And this is not a commercial for them because they're not paying me any money. It needs to be a commercial for them, and they need to pay me money because if you do this, it's going to be really cool and you're going to thank me. Send me an email, wls860@gmail.com, and go, damn, Willie, that was a tremendous advice. Download the Pluto TV app, and it gives you a lot of TV for free that you can watch on your smart device, or if you've got a smart TV, download the Pluto TV app. And on the Pluto TV app is Newsmax. And you're more likely to get the real scoop about this stuff there than you are anywhere else. And you can watch the old Nickelodeon shows like All That and Doug. Some of my favorites, where, you know, the golden days of Nickelodeon, the 90s. If you're one of those 90s kids, that's what you want to do. You want to download the Pluto TV app. You can, if you have a smart TV, you can do it that way. If you've got a Roku box or Amazon Fire Stick, and you can download apps, look for Pluto TV, or you can watch, you know, the Andy Griffith Show. Great old TV. And great movies, all free. And the Newsmax is the best. And it's got Fox and CNN and some of the other things too. But the Newsmax makes it worth it. And especially because you can watch all of that on your smartphone or tablet. So there you go. Download the Pluto TV app. And there's their free commercial. And when you do it, email them and tell them that you heard it here. And they're like, where? Here. Here on this program, To the Heart of the Matter, on iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Let them know where you heard it. All right, we got to get out of here. It's late. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. We appreciate you greatly, because without you, there'd be no reason that I'd be staying up late talking into my computer. So thank you again for what you do, and thank you for being a supporter of this program for a bunch of years. I appreciate it greatly. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.